Summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do.
Arise at the beginning. I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Megaphone to my chest.
Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it.
Our thing progresses, I call and you come through. Blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre. Down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type, still I fall. I'm just a sucker, let you fill her mind. But what about love?
Nothing wrong with it.
Just moving close to me, close to you, feel it coasting.
Arise
I'll dance to it.
Good evening. It's always weird when you can't tell if the mic is on, but it is. So good evening, everybody. This is Deanna. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show. This is the summer version of Tea Time and Tutus, except without my co-host. And so today we're calling it Monday Fun Day because in the hopes that maybe Monday will become fun by saying that enough times. So one thing that's fun about Monday is this show. So we've already heard some good music. Just before the intro was The Louvre from Lorde's new album, Melodrama, which I'm still listening to on repeat because it's amazing. And before that was Love Like Ghosts from Lorde Huron, which I listened to a lot last week when it was rainy. Like, this particular album, Strange Trails, is really good, like cold. If you are home, you can snuggle up in bed. If you are not, you can wish you were, but it is one of my favorite albums. So we got a lot of good stuff to play today. It's gonna be a great time. A whole mix of stuff coming up, so get excited and stay tuned.
Over me.
if there's some scraping by.
Seems to sense that now. the ground is black and yellow. It's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade. Nose dive in the flood lines. Tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure. If you could die and come back to life. Up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land. Kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive. And make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Lights like little splendors.
Hello, hello, and we are back this week on Monday Funday. So you just heard a bunch of stuff. Last up was Heart at Races by Dr. Dog. Before that, Pink and White from Frank Ocean. And then King and Cross from Askeyer, which I realized today I've been pronouncing in my head the wrong way for like the year and a half that I've been listening to this song. Askeyer, not Assegyer. Anyways, and before that, Young from Frankie Cosmos, and for that, Dopamine from Borns, which one of my friends just recommended to me, and it's a fabulous song. So thanks, Katie. Yeah, so lots of good music. Another thing that I've been really listening to recently are podcasts on my really long commute to work. I think if I listened to music for the whole like hour plus, I would get probably like fall asleep because it's early or I'm tired. So it's been a really good way to just like engage with other listening instead of just music. But I want to share some of my favorites with you in case you also like podcasts and are looking for recommendations. Criminal is one of my favorites. It's like all these stories relating to crime. So some of them are about like people who like committed crimes or like were victims of crimes. But it's a really, really broad range. And some of the stories are like incredibly funny or like so heartbreaking. But it's a great show. The woman who does it has the most soothing voice, which is not always good because I'm tired and sometimes want to fall asleep on the shuttle bus. But another podcast that I really like is it's called Politically Reactive. It's hosted by two comedians and they talk about political issues and interview like really, really cool, interesting people. And they have like very interesting politics, but it's always really funny, which is refreshing because I think like political shows can often be like really dense and like not fun to listen to, but this one actually has like a lot of heart to it. It's a really enjoyable time because like when you're listening to podcasts, you want to have something fun. And also my other favorite political podcast is called Treif, which if anybody knows any Yiddish, you might know that it means not kosher. So, which has to do with their like fairly liberal Jewish politics, but it's a really also funny podcast that they do, similar to the other one where they interview like really interesting people. But one of my favorite things that they do is a segment called Shkoyach, which means basically the equivalent of a shout out. So they basically give a shout out to someone in the community that is doing really good work, or sometimes they do an anti-shkoyach to someone who's done something really terrible. They just want to be like, boo you. So I figured this week I might give my own shkoyach. I was just thinking about it earlier and I was like, you know, I have some things to say about the people who I've ran into this week. So my positive shkoyach goes to, so this weekend I decided, after years of wanting to learn how to play the guitar, to go out and buy a guitar. So shkoyach to the guy at the guitar store who, when I walked in and was like, hi, I don't know how to play the guitar, but I want to learn. Where do I start? Can I do that? Hi, like, help me, please. He was just like super nice and like didn't treat me like an idiot for not knowing what I was doing and let me try out like lots of different instruments and like was really helpful. So it's always good to, even when you feel like you have no idea what you're doing, have somebody who's like, that's okay, like, I'll help you. Not always the case. And then I also, sadly, have an anti-shkoyach, which goes out to you. So today for lunch, I brought my leftover dinner from last night, which was these really good lentils that I made. And one of my coworkers is like, what's that green stuff? And I was like, well, my yummy lunch that I'm eating, my food, it's lentils. She's like, I've never heard of that. I'm like, okay, well, sorry that you've never heard of it. It tastes really good. I was like, you can try it if you want. She's like, oh, no, thank you. So, and just go after that because you should be respectful of what other people are eating. And I thought it was really rude and it made me kind of sad. So be nice to people and their food. That's my message for the week. Yeah, so back to the music. Shkoyachs and podcast recs aside, hope you give some of those a listen. I'm always looking for new podcasts, so if you know of any, and feel free to call in, or to, if you know me, you can let me know. But yeah, back to the music.
I've been standing right here before, and I do it every time. I never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. That these men don't know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Cause you know it.
Look at one mistake. It's a losing game, and I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Well, every time I lose one, I can just move on. I always find another. Look at one mistake I'm making up.
On the window pane.
you again and again and again and again. Now everybody asks me why I'm smiling up from ear to ear, but I know, and nothing's perfect, but it's worth it after fighting through my tears. And finally you put me first. Baby, it's you.
Oh, believe me, for those enduring young charms that I gaze on so fondly today were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
So, Come On Eileen is one of my favorite songs, and I've never quite understood the ending. I think it's really funny, but it's a little strange. So, you just heard, obviously, Come On Eileen from the Dexys Midnight Runners. Before that was Love on Top by Beyoncé, a suggestion from my sister. So, shout out to my family for all listening. You guys are the best. Hope you like the show. Yeah, it's funny. Beyoncé is, like, pretty much the only singer that my sister and I can, like, agree to listen to together. It took us a really long time to figure out what possibly was in our overlap of music. She likes really heavy rock. I like indie pop, a little R&B. But I guess R&B is where our overlap is. So thanks, Beyoncé, for that and more. So before that, you heard Mistakes from Lake Street Dive. And yeah, that's it since our last chat. It's that time of the show for a special announcement. Come celebrate the 10th annual Boston Green Fest. It's free, it's fun, it's for everyone. It has live music, dance, exhibits, a fashion show, movie screenings, and great food. It's innovative, it's eco-friendly, it's multicultural. Join us for Boston Green Fest at City Hall Plaza and Faneuil Hall for an unforgettable weekend, August 11th to 13th, and come together to learn, celebrate, and exchange ideas for a greener Massachusetts. Please visit bostongreenfest.org for more information. Sounds like fun. But the Boston City Hall Plaza is like a really nice place for a festival. It's like really big and open, which was kind of the point of the whole design of the plaza. Although the building itself is the subject of a lot of controversy. Most people are not such big fans of brutalist architecture, but the plaza is a nice communal city space, I definitely think. So yeah, we're reaching the end of our show. We've got one more song to play us out. Be back next week, so tune in again. I hope you enjoyed and have a great week.
feel about you.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.